First of all, very exciting driving this morning to the ground, and straight away you sort of have that presence of a big test match ground. So a fantastic opportunity. You guys made me feel very welcome straight away. We've had a good training session this morning despite a bit of rain, so I'm just really excited to get going now.
And are you aware you've been on the club's radar for a little while?
I wasn't really too aware of that. Ashley mentioned it in a meeting that we had a couple of weeks ago. But yeah, it's nice to be sort of recognised, I suppose, and guys keeping an eye out.
And how do you see yourself fitting in here?
It's a difficult question, really. I suppose just try and go about the business the way I've been to get myself in the position I am now. Keep a low key and try and score runs, work hard, and just try and find or earn my place in the first team, I suppose. That's the most important part.
And Ashley Giles says that the county's in a little bit of a transition, a rebuild phase, if you like, and you want to play your part in that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a difficult place to be, I suppose, as a club and as fans, but it's also a very exciting time for the club with younger guys coming through, and you really get that sense that you're building something to get back to where the club aspires to be. So,
and a bit of a wrench to leave Somerset, who've given you an opportunity?
Yeah, it was a very hard decision, to be honest with you. Every aspect of the decision was considered very carefully, but in the end I sort of went with my gut feeling and made the decision to come over.
And what are you looking forward to most about being here, would you say?
I suppose just the opportunity and the exciting nature that the club's run. You've got two very good guys in Jim Charlton and Ashley running the club, and some fantastic players that I'm hopefully going to have the opportunity to learn from over the next couple of years. So I haven't really thought too much about it, to be honest with you. Just try and take each day as it comes, and hopefully we can start to get into something really positive over the next few years.
And some pretty good experience as well in the dressing room, the likes of Ian Bell and Jonathan Trott. Will you be looking to them for some help and advice, at least initially?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be looking to pick their brains whenever possible, really. Obviously, they're high-class international performers, and when you've got guys like that in the dressing room, it would be criminal to not make the most of it. So I'll certainly be doing that when the time's right.
And looking, obviously, to enhance your reputation both in red and white ball cricket.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd like to see myself contributing in all forms of the game. So when the time's right and when I've earned that right to do so, I'll try and make the most of it.
Certainly the T20, when Edgbaston's rocking as it is normally when there are games here, it's some place to be, you must know that.
Yeah, absolutely. I was here for just the one-day semi-final last year, and you know, the atmosphere was incredible, and it wasn't a full house by any means or a local derby. So yeah, really excited to see that and hopefully play out in the middle and in front of it, and show guys and teammates and fans how it's done. Yeah, well, I don't know about how it's done, but you know, show guys what us as a team are capable of.